Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothingle. Hey, Mike.
Hey, we're back again.
That's right, and last week you left us with a challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase best actor. Change one letter to an A, not the one that was there already, of course, and you can rearrange the letters to spell a two-word phrase, four letters, five letters, for events that take place on water. What are they?
Right, if you change a T to an A, you can rearrange those letters to spell boat races.
You can indeed do all of that stuff. All right, Ian, on April 3rd, 1882, the notorious outlaw Jesse James was killed by Robert Ford, a member of his gang who hoped to collect a reward. The incident has been dramatized many times over the years, including two films where Jesse James Jr. played his father, and most recently in 2007 with Brad Pitt portraying Jesse James and Casey Affleck as Robert Ford. So on the anniversary of Jesse James's death, this week each correct answer is the name of a person with the initials JJ. From 1966 to 1968, a period which includes the release of the single Piece of My Heart, what singer was not a solo artist yet, but rather the lead singer of the band Big Brother and the Holding Company?
That was Janis Joplin.
It was indeed, and her first TV appearance was on The Dick Cavett Show in 1968, and she appeared twice more after that. What American statesman's resume includes Minister to Spain from 1779 to 1782, Secretary of Foreign Affairs from 1784 to 1790, First Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court from 1789 to 1795, and Second Governor of New York from 1795 to 1801.
I will say John Jay.
Well, you will say the right thing then, because that's right. And his lieutenant governor was Stephen Van Rensselaer, who was the founder of RPI, and his younger brother Philip was actually the mayor of Albany in the early 19th century. What actress portrayed Emma Frost in the 2011 film X-Men First Class, 1 year after she was nominated for the Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series for her role as Betty Draper on Mad Men?
January Jones.
That is correct. And January, supposedly, was named after a character in the Jacqueline Suzanne novel Once Is Not Enough. Filling his early work with simple designs, such as targets, numbers, and letters, what American artist is perhaps best known for his 1961 abstract work Map, an impressionist rendering of the United States, and for his large-scale paintings of American flags?
Jasper Johns.
Very good. And finally, what author, referring to his 1939 work Finnegan's Wake, specifically the fact that the book ends with the beginning of a sentence and begins with the end of the same sentence, said the ideal reader would suffer from insomnia so that after finishing the novel, they would turn back to the first page and start again in an endless reading cycle?
James Joyce.
That's correct. And the phrase in that book, Three Quarks for Muster Mark, is the source for the word quark, which we gave to the elementary particle. Well, it appears Ian is neither a notorious outlaw nor a coward. This week he went 5 for 5. How did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions. Just Google it for some extra credit questions or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Robert Ford, R-O-B-E-R-T-F-O-R-D. Rearrange the letters to spell a four-letter word beginning with F for a structure an army might build, and a six-letter word beginning with B for where they might build it. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
See you then.